Heavenly Father, we just thank you for this morning. I thank you, Lord, that you are a faithful, faithful God. And I pray now for peace, that as she prepares to share your word with us this morning, I pray that you will give us listening ears. I pray that we will have receptive hearts, that we will hear your word and that we will respond. And I pray for peace, Lord, that by your Holy Spirit, you will come upon her. Lord, that you will give her boldness, that you will give her the words to say, and that there will be seeds planted that will be watered and flourish. Amen.
Hello, good morning, church. Such a blessing and a privilege to be here with everyone this morning and to share the word with you. So as we move into part three of the purpose-driven life, part three focuses on we were created to be like Christ. So our focus this morning will be, what does it really mean to become like Christ? Or how do we really become like Christ? And we become more, so the writer, Ricky Warren, says we become more like Christ by copying his values, attitudes, and characters. And he also says we are human beings and not human doings. So we are ever evolving, we are becoming. So we become like Christ but then how do we become like Christ? We become like him by reading his word. That's the Bible. That's how we come to know who Christ really is. So we are looking at the importance of reading, abiding, and spending time in the Word of God. And I believe that, you know, reading and focusing on the Word of God is the basics or one of the foundations of a Christian life or Christian living. And the good news is, in this journey of reading His Word, getting to know God, we've got a helper, the Holy Spirit, just like we see in John 14:26. So if you put up John 14:26, it says, "But the Comforter, which is the Holy Ghost, whom the Father will send in my name, he shall teach you all things and bring all things to your remembrance, whatever I have said to you." So we know that as we read the word, the Spirit reminds us of that word. We are reminded. So let's keep reading that word. So as we read and meditate on his word, we start to get renewed in our thinking. Our perception of life changes. We start to see the world through his eyes, the word, rather than, you know, our physical eyes. So it's through the word of God that, you know, we get to know who we really are. So you read the word of God and get renewed in your mind and really know who we really are. So that's how we become like Christ. Yeah. So as we read the Bible, we also get to learn the truth of God, what he really says about our lives, life's different situations. And with this, we get to disperse the enemy's lies with the truth that we've learned. So you learn the word, you confess it, and you meditate in his word. That's why God encourages us in Joshua 1:18 to meditate in his word. Yeah, so Joshua 1:18 says, "This book of the law shall not depart from your mouth, but you shall meditate in it day and night, that you may observe to do according to all that is written in it. For then you shall make your way prosperous, and then you will have good success." So we're encouraged to meditate in the word of God. God knows that that's the foundation, that's the basis. If we meditate in his word, then we are equipped with his truth. We are able to stand against the lies of the enemies. Yeah. So we also remember when Jesus had just come to the end of his 40-day fast, the devil came and approached him. He was tempting him. I believe after the end of the 40-day fast, your body, you're physically weak. Your spirit might be strong, but you're physically weak. So Jesus was able to stand against the devil by, you know, bringing out what the word of God says. You know, the devil was like, are you sure I can, you know, give you this? But then Jesus really knew what the word of God said. He stood by that word. So it is the same with us Christians, that if we know the truth, the word of God, what it really says, we will be able to stand against the lies of the devil, be it about our image or things that we are struggling with, habits. We know that with his word, we can really overcome using that word. So going back to focusing on, you know, reading the word of God, had never really taken reading or meditating on his word seriously until my pastor in Uganda gave a scenario and said that not reading the word of God is like, you know, you have a garden, you tend to your garden, you take out the weeds, the garden looks so beautiful. I'm not talking about the backyard in your house. I'm talking about an actual garden where you grow food, fruits, and everything. So you have your garden, you tend to it, take out the weeds, it's all brown, clear, but then you plant no seed. You will reap nothing at the end of the season. So it's the same thing with Christian life. If you're not reading the word of God, yes, you're tithing, you're praying, you're doing these things, but then you're not sowing seed. You need that seed of God. You plant that seed so that the seed, you know, in due time, we don't know how it grows. Just like with children, you feed your children, you look after your children, but you know, you just wake up every morning and realize that they are growing. So it is with, you know, reading the word of God and Christian life. So so we believe that we are spirit, soul, and body. So as we read the word of God, we are feeding our souls, and we know that our spirit beat is pure, it's clear. We are just like Christ. Like the Bible says that like he is, so are we in this world. So as we read the word of God, it's like we are aligning our souls with the spirit, are growing, you know, calling on to that life that is within us. But how does that happen? It's by renewing your mind through the word of God, you know, believing what it says. And I also love the saying by Bill Winston where he says that, you know, your feet will never lead you where your mind has never been. So you really have to believe the word of God, you know, meditate on it. Just like the world says, oh, fake it until you make it. With the word of God, it is, you know, read it, believe it until it works for you. Just keep feeding on the word, feed on the word, meditate in the word, you know, use his word to fight, you know, situations, to turn upon that word. It's like if you're trying to believe for something, maybe healing or provision, look out for those scriptures that speak into that situation and, you know, speak that word and confess it. Amen. And you will be encouraged through that. Yeah. Sorry, I feel like I've just gone through. It's like a marathon, yeah. But as we come to the end of this, it's very short, but as we come to the end of it, I just want to encourage everyone in the coming days, coming weeks, let us be encouraged or find strategies, ways in which we can, you know, find ways of incorporating God's word into our days. You can start maybe by 10 minutes of your day in the morning by reading the word of God, so that you know you have something to focus on to throughout the day. Like Jesus, the example we are trying to copy, the Bible says that he woke up. Sophie, the next scripture, I think that was Luke, Romans 12. Oh yeah, that's about conforming, renewing our minds and not be. But the next one, Sophie, thank you. Yeah. Now in the morning, having risen a long while before daylight, he went out and departed to a solitary place, and there he prayed. So it's one of those things that you start off the day the right way. That would be reading the Word of God, praying, spending some time that, you know, you're guided through the way, through the day. So there's so many resources to use to, you know, help us develop the habit of getting into the Word of God, like the YouVersion. There's so many resources on right now media that you can use. Even as parents, we can start sowing the seed with our children. There's so much resources on right now media, but also on the YouVersion. If you scroll right down to the page, there's so much information about, you know, you can share a story with your children every day. That's it, really. Thank you very much for listening to me.